Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Despite tariffs and inflation, Americans are still spending. The retail sales report for June was better than expected.
A lot of folks are taking heart that you have a consumer that is still spending, even with all of this uncertainty.
Kelly O'Grady of Money Watch.
It's also a big rebound from the decline of almost a full percentage point that we saw in May.
We're still spending heavily on essentials, but restaurant sales also rose moderately, as did clothing and accessories. A bill to remove $9 billion in funding for foreign aid programs and public broadcasting is headed now to the House. There were some Republican holdouts in the Senate over fears of cuts to rural radio. NPR CEO Catherine Maher.
I think that this could fundamentally alter public radio as a national service in this country, and that would be a tremendous tragedy.
And critics say it would only have a small impact on the nation's rising debt. In Gaza today, an Israeli shell slammed into the only Catholic church, killing two people and wounding the parish priest, who was close to the late Pope Francis. They spoke regularly about the war. CBS's Holly Williams has the latest.
In the church compound, there were apparently many families sheltering from the fighting. Hundreds of people, in fact, both Christians and Muslims. Now, the two people reported killed were an elderly woman who was receiving mental health support inside the church compound, as well as the church janitor.
Israel issued a rare apology and said it was investigating. One of the world's shrinking number of Holocaust survivors is 100 years old today. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from London.
Anita Lasker-Valfish knows how easily she could have become one of the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust.
Music saved my life.
New arrivals at Auschwitz were questioned.
When she asked me what was I doing before the wars, I said I used to play the cello.
Lasker-Valfish performed in the concentration camp's famous orchestra. She went on to have an eminent musical career here in Britain. But she also visited schools, warning children about the lessons of the Nazi times. Is she frightened about the rise of the far right in Germany?
The whole world frightens me.
Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Singer Connie Francis has died.
I'm sorry now.
Hits included Who's Sorry Now and Pretty Little Baby. She topped the charts for years in the 50s and 60s, and she continued to perform for decades. She was 87 years old. On Wall Street, investors are cheering the retail sales report and some good profit reports by big companies like PepsiCo. The Dow Jones Industrials currently up 174. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson with a quick news update. Racine schools are losing more than $800,000 for after-school programs because of cuts from the Trump administration. Wisconsin was supposed to get about $72 million on July 1st. That would have been dispersed to schools all over the state. Instead, the state was notified on June 30th that money wouldn't come. It was already authorized by Congress in a bill that was signed into law by President Donald Trump just a few months ago. The Racine County Eye reports Racine schools and community groups were set to get $817,000. Attorney General Josh Call has added Wisconsin to a multi-state lawsuit, arguing that the Trump administration cutting off more than $6 billion to American schools is unconstitutional. And the National Weather Service is investigating at least 10 possible tornadoes yesterday in southwestern Wisconsin. Before yesterday, Wisconsin had 26 tornadoes so far this year. We usually only see 23 for the whole year. And more than 170 employees are coming to Racine from Chicago. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports SC Johnson is relocating 170 workers here in an effort to improve collaboration. They'll work at a building in Mount Pleasant that the company bought last year from the Educators Credit Union. And Milwaukee's famed Bastille Days celebration kicks off today. There's French food, live music, and the famous Eiffel Tower replica at Cathedral Square Park. One of the highlights is the annual Storm the Bastille 5K run. It brings thousands of runners through the downtown streets at night. That starts at 9 o'clock. The free festival runs through Sunday. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers head to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers open up a three-game series tomorrow night at Dodgers Stadium, but whether Sal Frelick will play remains a question mark. The right fielder and Brewers leadoff batter suffering a hamstring injury on Sunday and underwent an MRI. Doctors say Frelick suffered a minor strain but is day-to-day for now. NBA. The Bucks wrapped up their summer league schedule with a loss to the Chicago Bulls 102-96. Former Bucks center Brook Lopez, now with the Clippers, asked about his two-year, $18 million deal with L.A. at the age of 37.
The money's nice. It's that's not what it's about for me. You know, I love playing. I love hooping. I've loved it since I was a little kid. I watched my older brothers play. I've just always been around it, you know, and I love winning just as much. I want to keep winning. I got a great taste for it in Milwaukee, and these guys are all about that here, and I'm all about it, so it's a perfect fit.
That's the Clippers' Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Fall feel today with a northwest breeze and clouds clearing. High temperatures only flirt with 70 degrees. Tomorrow, we get a little warmer to the mid-70s with abundant sunshine. And then at night, showers and storms are expected, leaving us with a darker and damper Saturday and more sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been airing were provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time. But for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
Stay. Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Ah! local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The Kenosha AMC Homecoming is set for next week. It starts Tuesday, runs through Sunday. WRJN proud to be the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show info station. There'll be the big car show Saturday, the 26th, at Kennedy Park. There'll be swap meets, cruises, and of course, you'll find all these wonderful vintage cars all over the place. We'll have reports for you all week long. Next week, starting Tuesday, it's brought to you by Anaya's Auto Repair. Diagnose, fix, done. By Scoops Ice Cream and Candy, keeping Kenosha in the summer spirit. And by the brand new station on 6th, where good times are always on duty.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Bikers Supporting Trades is proud to welcome Mahoffers on Main as an official event sponsor. They're not just showing support for the future of skilled trades. They're turning up the heat with an exclusive raffle you won't want to miss. Your shot to win a 1973 Harley Shovelhead. $25 a ticket, limited quantity, and you don't need to be present to win. Grab your ticket at Mahoffers on Main, 236 Main Street, Racine. This is your chance to own a piece of motorcycle history. Let's ride and support youth entering the trades.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
All along.
walking mile an hour. Here she comes, wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, that's on a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. No, help her say. Chanel number 5. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, but can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real rum singer, and I like her mind fast. Devil with the blue red, blue red.
WRJN, Mitch Ryder, that devil with that blue dress. Usually it's a black dress. In this case, no. I'm Dan Marcus. Let's get you up to speed now on what's going on around the world and up your street. From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, filling in for Stuart J. Waddles, here's Sholly Pittman with an update.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman. Workers at SC Johnson & Company are coming to Racine County by the end of next year. That's according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The company is relocating about 170 employees here. They're coming from Chicago. Now, workers will work out of a building in Mount Pleasant that the company bought last year from the Educators Credit Union. And the plan is to storm the Bastille at sundown. Milwaukee's Bastille Day Festival gets going today in Cathedral Square Park, offering French food, live music, and the famous Eiffel Tower replica. One of the highlights is the annual Storm the Bastille 5K run, which brings thousands of runners through downtown streets. That starts at 9 tonight. The festival runs through Sunday with free admission for all ages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Sholly Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644. Or online at hoglawyer.com.
A fall feel today with a northwest breeze and clouds clearing. High temperatures only flirt with 70 degrees. Tomorrow we get a little warmer to the mid-70s with abundant sunshine, and then at night, showers and storms are expected, leaving us with a darker and damper Saturday and more sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
WRJN.
way and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. And Dan Marcus guiding you through this Thursday edition of the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report saying kind of cool today. High of 70, maybe cooler near the lake. Water temperature is 72. Waves are over 3 feet. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report is sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating. From drab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time.
Count me out. And if I'm not
Ronstadt. Definitely a trendsetter, one of the first female superstars of the rock and roll era passed away. Connie Francis, our salute to her, is next on WRJN.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Jaramillo's. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
I'm Dan Marcus. Sad news to report, the passing of Connie Francis. The announcement was made this morning. Connie was 87 years old. She was one of the most important female performers of the rock and roll era, certainly pre-Beatles. She had, get this, 56 charted singles. 35 of those hit the top 40. 16 of those were top 10 hits. Connie Francis had an impressive recording career. Here's a medley of some of her biggest hits here on WRJN.
You're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame. And I know that you're the one to blame.
Stupid Cupid.
Hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop it.
ragging on me.
Just some of Connie Francis's hit. Her first hit was a song that her father, she didn't want to record this song, but her father insisted on it. It was an old vaudeville tune from the 1920s and became Connie Francis's first hit on WRJN. Connie Francis, who we found out this morning has passed away at the age of 87. Her big break came when she was cast in the movie Where the Boys Are.
Doesn't it ever bother you?
What?
Our state of single blessedness. The lack of male companionship.
Just keep saying, where is he? Where is...
Tenderly.
Francis, one of the most important female singers of the early 60s, for sure, sold more records than any woman in that era, and has passed away at the age of 87. Recently, her 1962 song, Pretty Little Baby, had brought her worldwide attention for its use on TikTok. Surprisingly, but Connie Francis, cause of death unknown, not given at this point, although she had been reportedly hospitalized about a month ago in extreme pain, and that's all we know at this point. Connie Francis, a true original and a real gem, dead at the age of 87. I'm Dan Marcus.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. If they
and timeless hits. WRJN.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way.
I got a dance.
County, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the tall lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. We'll be right back.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Despite worries over inflation and tariffs, a new report shows Americans are spending, although Jill Schlesinger tells us there is a heavy focus on necessities.
This report, along with the strong sales from Amazon Prime Days and other retailers, shows that consumers are willing to spend, though they may be getting a little bit more price sensitive and choosy.
But restaurant sales were also higher and spending on clothes. There was an uproar today at a confirmation hearing for Emil Bovee, President Trump's choice for the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, when Senator Chuck Grassley moved to vote on the nomination.
We have to move things along, and I thank everybody for participating. Meeting adjourned.
Democrat Cory Booker argued not all the voices had been heard.
What is another half an hour to allow senators to be heard? It's what the